Hello and welcome to the English Unite podcast. My name is Mari.
And my name is Dan, and we're here to show you the way to fluency, confidence, and clear communication in English.
English is my second language, and I went from being an English learner who lacked confidence to helping hundreds of students from around the world speak better. I am here to share with you all my secrets to how you can communicate with clarity and confidence in English too.
And after years of teaching, I have helped many of my students enjoy the learning process and worry less about being perfect. When this happens, they start to see their true strengths in their English skills and use those to become even better. This is something I am ready to share with you as well.
If you are ready to build a new version of yourself as a fluent English speaker so that you can achieve your big personal and professional goals, you have come to the right place, my friend. So let's get started. Hello there. Whether you're a veteran Uniter coming back from one more episode or this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome. For those of you who don't know, English is my second language, and it wasn't that long ago when I was still struggling to make myself understood by native speakers. I had just graduated from college when I moved to the US, and I had to talk to native speakers every day. And unfortunately, they weren't as patient as my teachers and friends back in Brazil. So I had to learn how to say things faster. Most grammar mistakes I made went unnoticed. They understood me even when I used the wrong preposition, for example. The problem was my pronunciation of some words. I clearly remember a conversation in which I mispronounced the word literally, and the people I was talking to gave me a very strange look. I knew it was a hard word, and it was probably my first time using that word in conversation. So there you have it. It didn't come out right. After that day, I avoided saying that word at all costs. It was annoying because sometimes I really needed that word to say what I wanted to say, but I would avoid it, get nervous, try to explain it in another way, and my fluency would go down. That's one example of how lack of pronunciation practice can hurt your confidence and stop your fluency. How many times have you thought about using a new word or expression you learned in English, but you stopped yourself because you were afraid that people wouldn't understand you? Maybe you thought they would laugh at you or make fun of your accent. How many times have you mispronounced a word and people didn't really understand what you were trying to say? And then you probably kept thinking about that again and again, days after the conversation. How many times have you thought, gosh, I wish my English sounded a little bit more natural? If you have experienced any of this, you should definitely study and practice pronunciation. Well, let me go back to my story because I want to tell you how I overcame my fear of saying literally. After I noticed I'd been avoiding that word again and again, I thought to myself, enough is enough. I went home that night, watched a few videos of people teaching that word, opened my favorite online dictionary, and used the IPA, the International Phonetic Alphabet, to understand which sounds were giving me problems. It turned out I was putting the stress in the wrong place, saying literally, and my T sound wasn't American enough for those native speakers. Some of them have really sensitive ears, I guess. After that, I never avoided that word again. And now, every time I learn a new word, I use sound articulation and the IPA to know exactly how to pronounce it, so I never have to avoid using it in conversations. This helps with my confidence and my ability to speak fluently without very long pauses and big misunderstandings. That's why your pronunciation practice is so important for your fluency, so that you feel more confident when you speak. better pronunciation, better fluency. You deserve to be understood when you speak English and get what you want. And if speaking clearly is your goal, our pronunciation course, How to Speak Clearly, is for you. Even our best advanced students need pronunciation improvement. So no matter where you are on your learning journey, you can join it. In this course, you will fix pronunciation mistakes that stop people from understanding you, and you will get support and guidance from Dan and me. We have the expert experience, knowledge, and patience to show you exactly how to achieve your dream of speaking more clearly and with correct pronunciation. Registration for our How to Speak Clearly course starts in 4 days on March 20th, and the first 10 people will win a private session with us to correct their pronunciation. You can start learning more about this course today and decide if it is for you. Just visit www.english-unite.com/how-to-speak-clearly. The link is available in the description of this podcast. If you like this episode about pronunciation and fluency, why not share it? Please send it to your friends and family who want to have better speaking and pronunciation skills. That's it for today. I will see you in the next one.